USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Tropical Storm Hillary rainfall totals have been tallied, and it was a significant amount of precipitation for some areas in California. Riverside Public Information Officer Shane Reichert says flooding is an issue.
Well, when they're talking about that nearly 12 inches of rain at Mount San Jacinto, that all drains into that Coachella Valley where Palm Springs and Thousand Palms is. So what you're seeing is the runoff from those mountain communities.
Typical rainfall in August for Southern California is zero. The gray fire near Medical Lake in Washington State has grown to over 10,000 acres and is about 10% contained. Spokane County Fire Chief Cody Rohrbach says winds and smoke continue to be a problem.
Very active, challenging conditions out on the ground. The winds that were forecasted yesterday did materialize.
Heavy smoke is preventing air support from doing their work. More than 400 firefighters from across Washington State are battling those flames. Former President Trump has confirmed he won't participate in the upcoming Republican presidential primary debate or others. On his social media site, he posted, "The public knows who I am and what a successful presidency I had. I will therefore not be doing the debates." It's unclear whether he will boycott all debates or just the currently scheduled ones. Economists say a government shutdown is likely to happen later this year. Goldman Sachs released a report last night that says all of the ingredients for a shutdown are present, including a thin House majority, a dispute on spending levels, and potential complications from various political issues. It goes on to say a government shutdown would create some problems for people, but it would be much less damaging to the U.S. economy than if the government were to have defaulted on its debt in June. The Biden administration is warning Americans not to travel to Belarus and is urging those in the country to leave immediately. The State Department categorized the country as a level 4 risk. This is USA News.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you're making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault. It's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-503-7846. 800-503-7846. 800-503-7846. That's 800-503-7846.
Preparations are being made ahead of Donald Trump's surrender in Georgia.
For the fourth time since March, the former president will formally be placed under arrest. Unlike the other appearances, Trump's expected surrender at the end of the week will not take place in a courthouse.
Imagine the contrast of Mar-a-Lago or Trump Tower to the Rice Street Jail in Fulton County. This is something that a world that it's very unlikely Donald Trump has ever seen in his lifetime.
But Atlanta News First Chief Investigative Reporter Brendan Keefe says Trump will get rushed through.
It's really extraordinary to think about it, but he's not going to spend 1 minute in a holding cell. He's not going to be in general population.
Prosecutors have proposed an arraignment for the week of September 5th. I'm Jerry Barmash.
The number of people missing in Lahaina is now believed to be closer to 850. That's according to a new FBI vetted list. The number was recently believed to be as high as 2,000. 85% of the burned-out town of Lahaina has been searched by teams with cadaver dogs. Three people are dead and three others were hospitalized after drinking milkshakes contaminated with Listeria bacteria in Washington State. That outbreak is linked to ice cream machines not cleaned correctly at a Frugal's in Tacoma. American workers are demanding a record amount of money to take a new job. According to a new survey by the New York Federal Reserve, the minimum acceptable salary offer to switch jobs topped $78,000 during the second quarter. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.